Rinpoche asks us to start out by developing the enlightened attitude, bodhicitta. This is the motivation to gain or to attain the perfect state of Prajna Paramita, the Great Mother, in order to benefit all sentient beings who are in number as vast as the sky. And in order to get this state of Prajna Paramita, the Great Mother, we have to apply ourselves diligently in listening, reflecting, and putting into practice the teachings about Chö, Chö, the place of severing demons, Amara.
Tene talam se machik se jarva tundrup je tepale, tepa ye nani.
Today, Rinpoche continues teaching the praises of Gyalwa Dendrup, who is the son of Machik Labdrun. And today, he will teach the praise which Gyalwa Dendrup sang at the western door of the cremation shrine. The praise is called Praise of the Four Greatnesses.
Che mam me hin kando ma mang song sombor menjek pe meke chopo nyem tha chu ngai du so je de le jar man thori de la sa zar do hi zo.
The first verse reads, "Kye my mother, wisdom dakini, beyond being of humankind, Mother, you are not frightened by the three lower realms, but you cut the rope of arrogance towards non-virtue of 10 types. You are victorious over Mara. Who lead towards the lower realms. Mother, guide to happy states. To you I prostrate and offer praise.
Chiete ngama yin do yor koma la ba ba dare ma meme yin kan do ma man ma se man ma se ta telen de kem ko se meme ma ma yin ba ma len de ba mu yu zok ta de tin yang ma ma yin ba ma len de ba yi hi jin kan do ma ta jar wa ten do pye mu yu zok so tro na yang ma len de ba yi hi jin kan do ma yin be deni seje yiji yobarino kadoma mangen song song bor mjek pe ma cheran nyerwa yeda tundu sombo te jo le ngai ba latin te dev drowa ngai bu lu su song se na ta ngai song re ngai song sum bu ngai song som bor mjek pe ngai song som do jewala mjek pe ngai song ne la mjek pe Jikpa mepa, Hyumba mepa. Chirang, Nay song somber magic pare. Ama chirang, Nay song som the magic pare. Menjik by Jumsen Kare, make it Jopo Nyemtachu, Nay song, Nay song, and Nes Jevala, then he, Jolara Lebare, Nangbelola, Torita Nay song, Kanga Jenayang, Jolara Lebare. Tang Nay song the Jevala, Jum Makeva Latin, Jo le ngemba mekewa la tine, drova ngemba, tine nyerwa yeda tundu som la jeva tise na, meke chopo nyemta ju cherang, meke choye nyemta chopa, meke choye namdo le drova re. Chertang nyemte nguma yenda danzin re, ta danzin le somwe, meke choye namdo la yang nyem segre, meke choye nyemta chopa, jom, Nesong de Jesi Jo, Megeva Joye, Namdo Letrova. Nendu soja doile jar, Tam Mege Joye, Namdo Letrova, Tisena Savati Mege Jopo Tamje, Namdo Lara Legre, Chetan Ludan, Nak Megeva Yang, Sava Namdo Lara Lebare, Tisena Mege Jopo Nienta Jo. Make it you, Namdo le drover in. Nandu soj a doily jar. Make it you, Namdo le drover him, make it a lail in the epicena, Cherang, ma cherang, Nandu. Nearby you that to know the Nandu and Nainsong just soj, Nandu soj a doily cherang jarware, Nainsong le jarware. Nainsong le jarte, ma cherang, Nainsong le jarte. Durza Loma Namjang, then man torin dinla sazato. Durza Loma Nam, Tambo, Nesong de Jesi, Jum Megeva, Jopang de Gajo Dropper Lam Tempesena, Macherang, Tambo, then Torin Dembe, Tori, Durza Nam, Tambon Tori, then Torilan Dengen of Tisena, Cheva Tambo de, Durza and Torilan Dembe Chevare. Nesong Lem Che Majokbar. Thori len rein pe cheva.
The praise starts again with the vocative kye, which again is an just and a sound of respect, which Gyalpa Dendrup utters because he has respect to his mother. He addresses his mother again, saying, "My mother."
Mother, yeah, but
said mother. He had a very good mother.
Yeah.
My mother, wisdom Dakini beyond being of humankind. The Tibetan starts out saying, "Non-human." Wisdom Dakini. Non-human here means that Machik Lapton is beyond being a human. She is not a real human, but a wisdom Dakini. Although she emanated herself in a human body, she is essential, a wisdom Dakini. And this is what Gyawa Dendrup believes in, that although she emanated in a human body, she is a wisdom Dakini. Therefore, he praises, addresses her here with these words, my mother, wisdom Dakini, beyond being of humankind. Mother, you are not frightened by the three lower realms. The three lower realms are the realm, the hell realm, the realm of the preta, and the realm of the animals. If you are born in these three lower realms, then this is dependent on your karma as the cause, or bad karma as the cause. If you have accumulated bad karma as the cause, then as the result you will be reborn in the three lower realms. But Magic Labdrin is not frightened by the three lower realms. She does not fear being reborn in the three lower realms, because she knows that the cause of being born there is bad karma. Therefore, she is not afraid of being born in the three lower realms. Because if you give up bad karma, you won't be born in the three lower realms. Either the cause for being born in the three lower realms is bad karma, or you could also call it non-virtuous actions, which is mentioned here in the next line. The mother has cut the rope of arrogance towards non-virtuous actions, or the 10 types of non-virtuous actions. If you don't practice non-virtuous actions, then you don't develop the cause for being reborn in the three lower realms. These 10 types of non-virtuous actions come about due to ego clinging. Again, we have this word here, rope of arrogance, which refers to ego clinging. All non-virtuous actions come about due to ego clinging or due to arrogance. But Magic Labdrin has cut the rope of arrogance towards non-virtuous actions. That means she has liberated herself from all concepts of non-virtue. She has self-liberated the concept of non-virtue. The root of non-virtue is ego clinging, and this root she cut. Therefore, she has liberated herself from the concepts of non-virtue. She has gone beyond the concept of non-virtue. Therefore, she is liberated from the Mara who lead towards the lower realms, which the next line is telling about. The Mara who lead towards the lower realms is actually the cause for lower realms. It is non-virtue. It's the concept of non-virtue, or the concept of negative actions or negative karma. In that she has cut the clinging to non-virtuous actions, and in that she has gone beyond the concept of non-virtue and negative karma, she is victorious over the Mara who lead to the lower realms. And she is not only victorious over the Mara who leads to lower realms, for herself, she also guides this way to us sentient beings, to her students, to everybody who has to be tamed. She is the guide to happy states. She shows the way how to arrive at the higher realms. If you practice the 10 virtuous actions, then you will reach at the state of the happy states, or at the higher realms. And this is what Magic Labdrin is teaching to her students and to everybody to be tamed. She shows how to practice the 10 virtues. In this way, she is the guide who guides to the happy states. She does not misguide like the Maras to the lower realms, but she is guiding to the happy states. In brief, what it teaches here is that the mother of Gyalpa Dendrup Machig Labdrön, that she does not start out by teaching selflessness at once or teaching emptiness at once, but she also starts out as a first step to teach the beginners, those to be tamed, that happiness in samsara is dependent on virtue, and all suffering in samsara is dependent on negativity. So the first step she teaches is karma and result. The next verse teaches that Machig Labdrön is walking or has walked the path to liberation. It reads, Mother, you have no clinging to the benefit of beings, but all the actions of virtue you liberate into the expanse. You are liberated from the Mara who are samsara of gods and men. Mother, walking freedom's path, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Ama cherang, ma cherang, drova zangbo de nemba, cheper meba, zangi meba, drova ta yepe tona, zungjen, drova tona, miyimba, tendravo yun yang, drova tona, miyimbe, drova tona, miyimbe, gebe le. Lamen korbe doile tar, latang mui lutom na yang, latang mui lutosi je geva drop, latang mui lutom na yang, kovale madrovare, latang mui deci le hina yang, tenin korbe doile, lamen korbe doile cherang tar, latang mui deci le hina meba, latang mui deva tosi je lam hina yang, tela yang hina meba, ngaja meba, cherang. Lamen korbe doile trondo. Ma thalam ro la samsalo. Ma cherang mene thori lada meye lutope geva dropa cham mayimba tharpe lam doigondo. Tharpe lam ngoma lekyo parendo. Ma cherang thalam ngoma lekyo gondo. Tese na thalam rang thalam do kyo kien durza durza tene lo jang Lord Yang Simba Nam, Lendel Yichi Simba Nam, then it tarpa lam to young Tibar Zegando, the Cherang Cheva Nibare, Talam and Tipicheva, Talam Drubicheva, Loma Talam and Tipicheva, no kill.
Mother, you have no clinging to the benefit of beings. Here again, Gyalpa Dendrup addresses his mother, saying, you, my mother, you have no clinging to the benefit of beings. Generally, it is taught one should work for the benefit of beings without making a difference whether somebody is good or somebody is bad, one should work for the benefit of all sentient beings who are limitless in number. This is what Machik Labdrin is doing, but she does not cling to benefiting beings. She accomplishes the benefit of being, but she does not take it as being truly existent, or she does not cling to this benefiting beings. If you think, oh, I'm going to benefit being, or it is me who is accomplishing the benefit of beings, then this is pride. And with this pride, you cling to accomplish the benefit of beings. Machik Labdrin is accomplishing the benefit of beings, but she does not cling to this concept. She does not cling to this concept of benefiting beings. Instead, she liberated the concept of the benefit of beings into the state of the expanse of the Great Mother Prajnaparamita. You could also say she self-liberated this concept of benefiting beings into the expanse. And thus, she liberated herself from the Mara, who are the samsara of gods and men. Generally, one aspires to get a rebirth in the realms of the gods or in the realms of humans. And she has attained this result also. She has been reborn in the realm of humans, but she does not cling to it. She has liberated herself from the desire or from the wish to be reborn in the higher realms. She has liberated herself from attachment to happiness and virtue, or happiness and she has liberated herself from the attachment to happiness in samsara. This is what is expressed here by saying she has liberated herself from the Mara, who are samsara of gods and men. She does not have any attachment to the happiness of samsara, or no pride to have the happiness of samsara. In this way, Gyalpa Denjuk calls her with the last line, "Mother, walking freedom's path, to you I prostrate and offer praise." In this way, that she has given up attachment to the happiness in samsara, she has really entered the true path to liberation. In Tibetan it says, the path, she is walking the path to liberation by having given up all concepts of happiness in this life. She has entered the true path of liberation. She is walking the path to freedom. This is the one quality Gyalpa Denjuk is praising here. The other quality he implies with this sentence is that once herself having entered freedom's path, she is also teaching the path to liberation to everybody to be tamed, to all her disciples, in that she teaches those who have faith in karma and result how to reach liberation.
Lata mei de chi li hien pa nam do yang, jeva mei pa ying su chirang drorba se no, chirang ngune thalam drupa re se. Rang thalam drupa tang loma la thapa lam nguma tuyeng do.
In brief, what this verse teaches is that the root of attachment to happiness in this life is ego clinging. And Machik Labdrin has cut this ego clinging of all, or clinging to happiness in this life. She has cut her ego clinging, and thus she does not cling to the happy states of samsara. The happy states of
samsara.
The next verse is, teaches the third of the greatnesses, which is the greatness that she has arrived at a safe place. I didn't know any better translation for Sensa, maybe you know. It reads, Mother, you are not frightened by being born nor dying, but you cut the rope of arrogance in the expanse of the Great Mother. Within the never-born expanse, there is neither birth nor death. Mother, arrived at a safe place, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Ma cherang, ama cherang, jen che ni la menjik pe ding do. Jen che ni la menjik pe ding te ya, ngune jun chin yang takpar, yue pa goni jen che ni la menjik pa re do. Mong te jen che la menjik pa tang, jun chin yang takpa yue pa goni menjik pa ni yue pa le, tene ma jik lab je drama, jen che ni la menjik pa te, jun chin yang takpa yue pa goni menjik pa re.
Mong sena?
Mong pa.
Mong pa.
ไห้ฮะมากูตัสสะจุนโดสะเจนเจละมะจิปะยะเรม่งติมะจิปะยะเจนจิญิละจะรังจิกะมะโดมะจิกปะจุนเซนกะเรนโดเซนะญิมทะยอมจิล่องล่องโดจูญิมทะเซดันเซนตังดันเซนเลซงเวนัมโตนัมโตนัมพายิจิปะยอมญินทึนพะปะ Ranja Baba, Sanjin Baba, Sanjin Baba, Yeji Yom, Hirab the Parrot, the Simba, Longam, Yingdo, Chirang, Danzin, the Danzin, the Song, Namdo, the Chudo. Jimmy Ying, Jim Jimmy, Jim Sin, the Senna, Jeva Mapa, Chuji Yingla, Jeva Mapa, Chuji Yingam, Jimmy the Longa, Jim Jim. Jeva mepa tongpa ni jingwo la jenche mepa jenche lindepa di se na ma jensha sen la sancha to ma jirang jensha sen pa re jensha sen se jete jensha sen pa me jikpa sa sen pa jikpa mepa deng to pa la jensha sen se re ama jirang ngune jenche so la me jikpa jensha sen pa re to di se na jirang la jensha sen pa jeva to loma na yang Rembe Rembe Tensa Simba La Lamla Tigando Disena Amatira Hajang Yun Tin Chimbury. Disena Dina Ding Amatira La San Sarga in Toy Pajik Zoe.
Mother, you are not frightened by being born nor dying. I translated it like that to get it into verse. It says, actually, you are not frightened by the two, birth or death. Again, Gyalwa Dundrup praises his mother here, saying, you, my mother, you don't fear neither birth nor death. There are two reasons why one could not fear birth or death. The first reason is just stupidity or dullness, because you don't know about them, you won't fear them. Like animals, for example. Animals don't think about birth and death, therefore they don't fear birth or death. The second reason why one doesn't fear birth or death is applying true reasoning, that one does not have any reason to fear them. And this is what Machik Labdren did. She used true reasoning to get rid of her fear of birth and death. In this way, she has cut the rope of arrogance within the expanse of the Great Mother. Again, the rope of arrogance refers to ego clinging, which is the root for concepts of birth and death to arise. In that she has cut her ego clinging, the root of such concepts, she has dissolved all these concepts into the expanse of the Great Mother. She has cut the ego clinging within the expanse of the Great Mother, who is the mother of the four types of Aryas, the Aryas of the Shravakas, the Aryas of the Pratikas, the Aryas of the bodhisattvas and the Aryas of the Buddhas. Within these expanse, she has cut the ego clinging or the clinging to the concepts of birth and death. This expanse is never born. It is the unborn expanse. Rinpoche gives a synonym here also, saying the unborn Dharma Dhatu. Within the unborn Dharma Dhatu or the unborn expanse, there is neither birth nor death. The unborn Dharma Dhatu could also be called the essence or the essential nature of unborn emptiness. Within that state, there is neither birth nor death. And therefore, since Machik Labdren has reached this state, she has arrived in a very safe place. She herself has arrived in this very safe place in that she has dissolved all concepts of birth and death into the expanse, into the never-born expanse. And secondly, she is guiding her students, her disciples, and everybody to be tamed to this safe place. And in this way, Gyawa Dendrup praises these qualities of his mother and prostrates to her and offers praise.
Tene chen chen je kwa le troba te yang san je ju chung kol som je na ning kol lo parba yom che mu khira pye paru te se ba tong ra ja ba tene cha som jo ne ma re re cha re re lo te cha som jo lo pa kap se ten tong ni tok pa chor ten ba re zo bong kol lo parba la ten ba re
The way how to get rid of one's fear of birth and death is mainly described in the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma. There were three turnings of the Wheel of Dharma, but the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma are all the teachings about emptiness. They contain all the Prajnaparamita sutras. Within these Prajnaparamita sutras, mainly emptiness is taught. And if you realize emptiness due to the Prajnaparamita, due to studying the Prajnaparamita, then you are free of birth and death.
Tene mache labdo rang song som ka som chen mon dang yang som se ya da mang bo yo bare do de so yang zo wo ko lo par pa hirab je par de sem pa tong ra ja pa jen den de som je dan da de te tene ten ju mang bo sam yo bare
Machik Labdren herself, she composed several texts. One is called Katsum Chemo, another one is called Yangtsum. All her teachings about emptiness are based on the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma. They are based on the Prajnaparamita Sutras. So in these texts, she summarizes the meaning of the Prajnaparamita Sutras.
Bharcher Machi Labdrung Tongra Japa Tesu Lolan Rogo Yisare Zotalate
Machik Labdren knew the Prajnaparamita text so well. There's one big text which is called the Thousand Volumes of Prajnaparamita. She, Rinpoche, thinks that she might have known it by heart.
Tene cheba yepa te parche serve cheba ne ma londin geglam menjik pen de don ranang sem su chu don noisy pom de letter ma parche sella sansa to hisab parche serve cheba.
The fourth greatness Gyawa Dendrup is praising in his mother is the greatness that she has cleared away all hindrances. It reads, Mother, you are not frightened by hindrances who are wrong guides, but you cut the self-appearance of spirits and demons within the mind. You are liberated from the mara of female and male harmful spirits or harmful demons. Mother, with hindrances cleared, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Ama cherang londin gek dang doi dan de len jikra tsani mando. Te mejek pa tam matra pa te yang jun tsin nire. Tundro tabo mongba goni de len jikra ki mihi pa tam, de ha mogo wa tam. Delam de hihen. De nelo hihen, majig banile, macheran, de donan ang samsoto, cheran jumsin yantapare. De dang gong don dang. Gek the so, tene range ranang dang. Ranang dang. Sem jentronang zamdo, tope sena, cheran longding gil zan in jigamato. Kunzop the cheran de yabar hiete, de yevatan de. De Yevan Tayeba Songbare, Kelem Batang, Nangzan do Yobatan, Don Tampan Madro Bacheran Togundo, this and Nacheran Del and Jigamudo. De Zan Yahama go to do my imba. De Kunzop than De Yoba Jujin tended so, Sobazanjin, De Yobata, De Yeva Yang Mambo Songare. Turn down De Nelo Madro Batope, Cheran Del and Jigam every. De Don Ranang Sems to talk. Don't know Jim Pomin. Two letter, ta Jumsin ti sena cherang don tan de tan nejin pomu two letter don. Don nejin pomu doi te de tan gig la dembar hi. De tan gig yengala no ba zogre samna te de doi le. Cherang de two letter don. Ma parche se la san salo rang de two letter rang. Data doile trovesena, Yenda lion, data doile, dojin jacquale trove, chavian cheranzo togundo. Rang doile madrone yin, doje parche le, son togumare. Ma rang doile torchen, ma cheran yinje, doje parche chan sever se togundo. Tisena, ama cheran lange, sansarchen, tebazo. Tito, amal tegu.
Mother, you are not frightened by hindrances who are wrong guides. There are actually several types of spirits and demons described. One is called Lokdren, which I translated as wrong guides. Lokdren means guiding the wrong way. Another one is Gek, which I translated here as hindrances. The mother, Magic Lapdren, is not frightened by any kind of these hindrances, wrong guides, Mara, demons, spirits. Again, there are two reasons why one would not be afraid of all these demons and hindrances and so on. The first reason, again, is stupidity, not knowing about demons, you are not afraid of them. Like animals don't know about demons, so they are not afraid of them. But the second reason not to be afraid of demons and hindrances and so on is that you know the true nature of these demons. If you know the true nature of these demons, then you cut the appearance of demons back into mind or within mind. This is what is said here in the second line. Mother, you cut the self-appearances of spirits and demons within the mind. Demons and spirits are nothing other than the self-appearance of your mind. They are the display of your mind. They are the mind grasping, of the mind being mistaken about appearances. They are delusion-based appearances. The mind just takes them to be true. Magic Lapdren has seen through the true nature of demons and thus cut demons and spirits within mind. Although Magic Lapdren herself taught many different kinds of demons, this is just from the relative point of view. From the relative point of view, she described many different kinds of demons. But all these demons, relatively, are just mere appearances which come together due to causes, or which appear due to the coming together of causes and conditions. From the absolute point of view, they don't truly exist. So relatively, Machig Lakdrun taught many different kinds of demons, but on the ultimate level, she has seen through the true nature of these demons, and thus she has cut the demons within mind. If you cling to demons as being something truly existent, then this is Mara, here described as the Mara of female and male harmful demons. This is your ego clinging, or it is clinging to demons as being something truly existent. If you start out thinking, oh, you demons, you do truly exist, you are the ones who harm me, then you develop fear, and this thought, you are the ones who harm me, this is what is called here Mara. It is Mara itself, the Mara of harmful demons. But Machig Lakdrun has liberated herself from these Maras. She has seen through the true nature of all kinds of demons. In this way, for her own benefit, she cannot be harmed by demons anymore. She had cleared away all hindrances. She cannot be harmed by demons, hindrances, Mara, and so on. This is one quality. And the other quality is she gives protection to everybody who is afraid of demons. In that she teaches the true nature of demons. She can protect everybody who is afraid of demons. In this way, Gyalpa Dendrup describes the two qualities of his mother here, and therefore he prostrates to her and offers praise.
Tene mati labru rangi yang sombare. Tene ye je lo la lukso kakhe la rang yedam je lar gom. De lanjikta che te songkor gom. Songkor sanang mambu gom. Da ye tsemu. Dong tsemu sela te te. De sela te. Te te. Da tse dendong tse sela te gendo. Nga ten rabu zogumare. Dre dang gik tu su jewa ngam, kunzup tu jewa ngam, pama tenjin yinba ra, shi te dre te tsor ke tang re, dre nkot du du gre. Ngen dre tiga ma re se, dre chik kangpa nang na yon na, sel pui na, do jam na pui na, kakhe la dorji tepe lo la, do la nga ja, do ruru, do karpo la, tenin dre la do ja na papi ya yang me pa ya re. Ten ra wo ngen dre do ja na piga ma re, dre sel tiga ma re, De dung mare, de dung mare, de Hong Kong the chug mare, on the cadets over it. Ne de Pama Hong Kong hakos on.
Hong Kong?
Kangba took some chili or a jack kangba, and de Tsunkang the chug. Man de Tsunkang the chug mare. Man de Hong Kong the Tsunkang the chug mare. Hong Kong. Hong Kong. Hong Kong the chug mare. Man de Hong Kong the chug mare. Hong Kong na na tsuku mare, wana kande zogore. De pama tenjin, jewa ngama pama tenjin, yinbar hipa goni sanchuk je semse, jisu zong de nge kanling tang ne, tene de nkorto du de nge xa tremo tang, cha tremo jimba tang de, nge de jisu zong kare song pare. De trangmo nga yi chulok yin song pare. Morangke che shu kakhe yore. De nkorto du de xa cha tremo jimba tang de jisu zong de, trangmo nga yi chulok yin song pare.
In another context, Machig Lakdrun was describing her own tradition compared to other traditions. In other traditions, one visualizes oneself as a deity or as a Yidam god, Yidam deity, and one visualizes a big protection circle to be protected from all hindrances. And one would send out all demons, hindrances, and spirits, bringing out food to feed the hindrances that they stay outside and don't interrupt or hinder the meditation. But this is not the tradition of Machig Lakdrun. Machig Lakdrun describes her tradition that she she remembers the kindness, or she remembers that on a relative level, all demons, hindrances, and spirits within samsara, they at some time they have been either one's mother or one's father. And therefore she remembers the kindness of these former parents of the demons now, and therefore she invites them. In other traditions, you sometimes even meditate on, if I understood that correctly, on white stones, where you put mantras on, and then you have these white stones, and in your visualizations, you meditate that you throw these stones at the demons in order to chase them away. Therefore, Machit Lapchan said, I myself, in my tradition, I don't kill the demons, I don't send them away, I don't put them into prison, or I don't send them to Hong Kong. That is what I misunderstood first. But Hong Kong describes a triangle kind of prison where in some visualizations you visualize them into a triangle kind of prison where you try to keep them in. In Tibetan, it's called Hong Kong. So Machit Lapchan does not chase demons away, but instead she takes a thigh bone and calls them to come. She blows the thigh bone and says, come here, demons. Come to my place, and I will give you food. And the food is her flesh and blood, or the visualization of her flesh and blood. In this way, she does not send demons away or exclude the demons, but invite them. Therefore, she says, this is my tradition, the tradition of the female beggar. This was a brief explanation of Gyalpa Dendob's praise to Machit Lapchan, which he offered at the western door of the cremation shrine, which is called Praise of the Four Greatnesses. There will be first a performance by Tenpa Negi.
And then English together.
Then the day for me.
Tomorrow is holiday. The day after tomorrow, Rinpoche will explain the offer, the praise offered by Gyalwa Dendrup at the northern door of the cremation shrine.
Yeah.